This is the all-new Idaho Sports Talk with Prater and the Ball Game. Mike Prater and Johnny Mallory on Sports Radio 93.1 The Ticket.
Hour number two, welcome back, Idaho Sports Talk. Appreciate the love. Continue to text our Cloverdale Plumbing text line. That's 208-424-9300. We are Prater and the Ball Game. Prater, fun interview coming up. Let's head to the Fat Guys Fresh Deli hotline because there's a wonderful fundraising event coming to Boise tomorrow, and we teased it. Michael Phelps. Yeah, that Michael Phelps. He's coming to Boise, man.
Let's hang out with him.
Yeah, it's already. We're working on it. Yeah,
I'd like to.
Yeah, fun, we're going to go out and have some fun with Michael Phelps. Yeah, yeah. All kidding aside, let's head to the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline. We're being joined right now. Ryan Stratton is with us. He is a former All-American swimmer at the University of Washington. He now makes his living here in the Treasure Valley and kind of championing in this event. Prater, Ryan, welcome to Idaho Sports Talk. What's going on, man? Got some big stuff coming up.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. The Greater Boise Aquatic Foundation. Michael Phelps is a part of this with you, Ryan. Just, I guess, tell us about the big event that's tomorrow in here in Boise.
Yeah, we're really trying to change the way people think about swimming pools in the Valley. You know, we're an organization that really pushes for accessibility to water and water safety and making sure everyone in the Valley, whether they can afford it or not, has access to a swimming pool, swimming lessons, any other type of program you can think of that would involve a swimming pool. Maybe it's competitive swimming or water polo, all those things. We don't have a lot of water space in Boise, and so we're trying to build an aquatic center. And we thought we would make a big splash and bring in Michael Phelps and see if he could talk to us a little bit about his foundation and kind of a similar mission and teaching kids to swim. And so, yeah, we're excited to have him in tomorrow night.
I know you're excited about this, obviously. Michael Phelps, you know, swimming has been a huge backdrop of both you and his life, you as a former All-American as well. In your opinion, Ryan, why is this necessary here in Boise to build a brand-new state-of-the-art aquatic center?
Well, what most people don't know is that drowning is the second leading cause of death amongst kids in this country. And Idaho has the second highest drowning rate in the country, second only to Florida. And part of the problem is we just don't teach kids to swim. Right? We teach kids to swim. That reduces that likelihood by 88%. So we're just trying to create more water, a great facility to teach kids to swim, and then give them opportunities to enjoy kind of a lifelong sport, whether it be swimming or water polo or just regular recreation or fitness.
We're talking to Ryan Stratton, getting you ready for tomorrow night's Greater Boise Aquatic Foundation fundraiser. A little fireside chat with somebody by the name of Michael Phelps. We'll get you some information on how you could participate or get involved in this project. But Ryan, let's talk about that project specifically. $7.5 million have already been raised. I know you're getting a little bit of help from the Greater Boise Auditorium District. You still need a lot of funds. That's why you're doing this tomorrow night. Tell us specifically about this project, where it is, where you are in the project, and what it's going to look like.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing essentially two state-of-the-art pools. We're bringing in the absolute best pool product in the world, a company called Mirtha. Mirtha builds pools for Olympic trials, world championships, Olympic games. They're going to build both of our pools. We've got starting blocks, lane lines, filtration equipment, you name it, all straight from the 2021 Olympic trial swimming pool. We're going to have a 50-meter competition pool. That's an Olympic-sized pool that you would see, you know, when you're watching Olympic Games. And then we're having a separate 25-yard, six-lane pool that's designed specifically for teaching, learn-to-swim programs, physical therapy, things of that nature. We're certainly gracious and to have the Greater Boise Auditorium District as a partner. They put in a lot of funds, helped us acquire our land, which is up on Federal Way in Findlay in southeast Boise. And, you know, then we've raised quite a bit of private capital. We're about 70% of the way towards our goal. And, you know, we're just trying to reach back out to the community now. And that's our event. Michael Phelps' event is to kind of raise awareness in the community, let them know about our project, and see if they can't get us to the finish line.
You know, Ryan, if you do a quick Google search, you can find, and not to throw some stuff out there for other people, but it looks like Mountain Home is putting together an aquatic center. I know Meridian has talked about putting together an aquatic center, and actually they think they may even have an upgrade in terms of what they already have out there at the YMCA. Boise State's always talked about jumping in a partnership with somebody, someplace, somewhere. And I know they swim a little bit out there at the Meridian YMCA. Is swimming, competitive swimming, recreational swimming, are we at its peak in terms of this country? And how much did Michael Phelps play into that?
Well, I don't know that we're ever at the peak. I mean, swimming continues to be a growing sport. Okay. We certainly had our challenges in the last year with COVID and the effects that it had on access to pools. But, you know, unfortunately, swimming is kind of like some of these other sports where it becomes, you know, cyclical with the Olympic cycle. So every 4 years, it becomes a really big deal, and we start to see these new names out there like Katie Ledecky and Caleb Dressel and some of these new all-stars. But swimming is such an important thing, not just because we want to, you know, be competitive swimmers, but because we should all be water safe. And so, you know, our goal again is to get people in the pool, and then if they choose to then pursue competitive swimming as a sport or to further their kind of recreation, then that's absolutely fantastic. We want to allow that opportunity, but we always view swimming as a sport that everyone should participate in. And I think in reference to your point about pools, man, the more pools in the valley, the better. You know, we really have one year-round operating swimming pool in the Treasure Valley for
I think Ryan Stratton was our guest there. He was with the Greater Boise Aquatic Foundation. Michael Phelps is coming to Boise tomorrow, Mike Prater. I don't know if he's ever been here before, but I don't care if he has. That's a cool thing for me as a resident of this town, as a sports fan, to know that Michael Phelps is in this city for tomorrow. I think that's going to be a cool event, and I would imagine people would want to go if they have any interest in this whatsoever. I have a website for you real quick. It's gbafswim.com. gbafswim.com. You can look at all these cool how to donate, how to do all that stuff. Again, Ryan Stratton is our guest, former All-American swimmer at the University of Washington with the GBAF. And Ryan, where's the neglect been? Like, when you talk to people who are in the know, like, why hasn't Boise, the Treasure Valley in particular, done a better job of making, you know, swimming more conducive or more competitive in the valley?
I don't know, to be honest, but I think that it's just been people don't view swimming pools necessarily as a place to learn life skills. We view it more as a place to go play and splash and go down a slide, and those things are all fantastic. We want to do those things, but I think as a community, when we're surrounded by water and miles of rivers and canals, that we should, as a community, refocus on water safety and teaching kids to swim and finding more places for them to do that. You know, the city's got some older pools. I know some are going to be going out of service, and, you know, I hope that they start to look at adding pools as well. But, again, I just think it's a huge void in our community, and that's why I feel like we've been very successful in stepping in and you know, to date, raising quite a bit of funds for this project.
Ryan Stratton, will Boise State be involved in this? It's probably early, and I apologize for not asking you that off the air and doing a little bit better research, but would Boise State be a part of this project?
Well, they aren't yet, but we'd sure love them to be. I mean, as you know, Boise State had a women's swim program that was a top 25 program at the time that they were dropped, and, you know, that was obviously going through the COVID stages, and our facility is going to be awfully close to Boise State's campus, and we'd love to have some dialogue with them and see if they might be interested in adding women's swimming back. We'd certainly love to host them at the facility.
Ryan, what about this facility? What about this event tomorrow night? Can you buy a ticket? Can you get involved? You just jump on a website. Can I come hang out and listen to Michael Phelps talk? How do we get involved?
Well, I am excited to say that we have officially sold out the event.
Nice.
Which is really exciting. You know, we've put this together relatively quickly, and we are hoping to get a full house, and we have sold out the event, which is pretty exciting. You can certainly find information about the foundation and the event on our website, which is gbafswim.com, Greater Boise Aquatic Foundation Swim.com. And You know, there's some great information about the foundation, about the event, and if some seats open up, then we'll repost those there, and so people might just want to kind of keep checking back and see if there's a chance to get in.
Ryan, so is your dream here, I mean, that Boise could be potentially, and this aquatic center could, you know, be the host of future big-time events, Olympic trials, NCAA championships, high school, whatnot. I mean, what is your absolute, you close your eyes, your dream vision for this thing?
Well, honestly, we've done a remarkable job of actually already placing bids for some very big swim meets that are going to occur in 2023. So we have successfully won bids to host what's called the 2023 Senior Sectional Championships, which is one of the largest senior-level athlete swim meets in the Western U.S. And we also won a bid for the 2023 Western Zone Age Group Championships, which is one of the largest age group swim meets in the Western U.S. And that's our goal, bring people to the Valley. Let people come and learn how great Boise is. Bring people in here to spend their money in the Treasure Valley, create some economic impact. The larger events that we can host, so obviously we want to reach as far as we can. We're going to have some limitations on that just based on how USA Swimming structures those venues. But we're excited to be able to host these two large meets and, again, try to really knock those out of the park and do a great job and continue to bid on some of these other larger events that we might be able to bring to Boise.
All right, Ryan Stratton, local businessman, former University of Washington Pac-10 swimmer. Let's talk about the timeline. Do we have to raise more money? Or can we put a shovel in the ground? Is there a timeline to get this thing open?
We're going to do all those things. So, yeah, we definitely need to raise more funds. We're about 70% of the way towards our goal. We have gone through the city processes, so we have our use permit, and we've gone through design review. We're hoping to put a shovel in the ground end of December, early January, and we've got a targeted completion date of August of 2022.
I love it. Okay. And Michael Phelps is coming to be a big part of this thing tomorrow. That website, you guys, gbafswim.com. He's Ryan Stratton, Boise resident, former All-American swimmer for the Washington Huskies. Ryan, really appreciate your time today. And, hey, man, good luck. This is going to be a really fun event. And I commend you on making all this happen. Well done. And I hope this whole thing works out for you.
Yeah, I really appreciate the support, guys, and the time today, and I look forward to having the community at our event tomorrow night.
And, Ryan, you have our phone number. If Michael Phelps gets bored tomorrow, just tell him to give us a quick call. We'd like to hang out and talk with him a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's some free time, we'll give you guys a ring.
Okay, all right. See you later, Ryan. Go Dogs, man. I don't know if he's going to want that one, but with their situation. But this is a cool thing. Again, and I have no beef with swimming. Like, I'm not going to be the guy, oh, the swimming thing. No, man.
Why would you be?
Right? I mean, it just seems like sometimes swimming kind of has that
Be careful, ball game.
It, man. But, man, no, swimming is, first off, it's almost, you want to talk about a grueling event on your body? Go swim a couple laps and tell me how you stink and feel. No, I love, it's not a sport that I cling to. I'm not in a fantasy swim league. I don't gamble on it. But if for the Olympics, like kind of like Ryan said, in cycles, like when Michael Phelps was winning all those medals, your boy Johnny Ballgame Prater, he was in front of his television. He was watching.
Nice.
He was.
I like that ballgame.
So good stuff there, and appreciate you guys bringing those guests. And who knows, Prater, we threw it up there.
We've put out the official request. We've put out the unofficial request. We're hoping to talk to Michael tomorrow. He's a busy man, and his time is guarded. He's flying in. He's doing a fireside chat. He's flying out, but we're not going to stop trying.
Yeah, we're going to try to get Michael Phelps for you, our lovely listeners, on this program, Idaho Sports Talk.
I heard he's a big-time Boise State football fan.
Tomorrow. Did you really hear that?
No.
I mean, I know he's a big sports fan. He's a huge Baltimore Ravens fan, yes. Michael Phelps.
Yes, he's from Baltimore.
Yeah,
yes.
And Ray Lewis even invited him to his Hall of Fame speech. They're buddies and all that stuff. So, good stuff, guys. We have NFL. What? I mean, oh, my God, there was just another upset, right, Prater? I mean, who the heck is winning these games? Who the heck is winning money gambling on these games? That I can say probably no one. Certainly not me. And is it ever okay, dang it, is it ever okay to root against your team? I mean, physically rooting for the other team when you're watching your favorite team play. Prater is saying it is. He's saying he's done it. We're talking about it next. Don't forget our sweet bids. It's live now at KTIK.com. So get there, see what we have available, KTIK.com, sweet bids.